Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
This is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. And this is the Friday Blitz.
The Success Sensei, Friday Blitz coming at ya.
Episode 58. What is your end figure? What's your end figure? What's your number? Have you thought about this? Have you got your amount? Do you know the amount that you want to be worth when you finish working, when you finish and you retire? And maybe you'll never retire. Maybe you'll have to never retire. But do you have an end figure? Do you know what you want to be worth? I mean, I don't care what it is. Like, it's up to you whether it's a million, 10 million, 100 million, 100,000, 1,000, 10, a tenner. I don't know. It's totally up to you. But you need to know, or have you ever even thought about what your end figure is going to be? What's your end worth going to be? Is it going to be just the very basic 200 euro or whatever it is every week? Where you've got to make that. Well, God only knows what inflation is going to be like when you retire. If we're talking 10, 20, 30, even 40 years, depending on what age you are listening to this podcast. You need to calculate your end figure. But just a word of warning. A million euro sounds like a hell of a lot of money. It is a hell of a lot of money. But if you retire at 65, a million euro over 20 years, and that's if you live to 85. If you live longer, you're in more trouble. But if you live 20 years past your retirement age, so you retire at 65 and you have a lovely, comfortable 1 million euro, that equals, over 20 years, 50,000 a year. That's still a lot of money to a lot of people. But to a lot of people, it's not a lot of money. So 50,000 a year is 1,000 a month. Sorry, 1,000 a week. 1,000 a week. But remember, you've got all your expenses. You may have to be purchasing a car and you've no extra income coming in. You may be wanting to travel. You may need to be spending a lot of money on healthcare. You may not be well. Your health might be, and your body might be degenerating. You may have various other expenses. You probably have to pay your tax out of that as well. So it's not, well, you know, it might be. It's all relative. Well, it might be a lot of money to some people. It might not be a lot of money. And if you live longer than that, if you live longer than 85, then you could be struggling even more. So what I'm trying to say is just be careful when you're working on your end figure. Just lashing an elf figure together. And by the way, it doesn't have to be a million. It could be 100,000. But you may have to be supplementing it with other income. With a state pension added to your own pension, or part-time work, or your own business, etc., etc. You may be living off-grid and have zero expenses, so you might need zero income. It's totally subjective. It's totally up to you. I'm not trying to sway you one way or another, and I'm not trying to put a figure on it. I would want you to have as much income as you need to feel secure and to feel happy and not to want for anything and not to feel that life is a struggle when you're least able for it, physically and mentally, as you may, you know, deteriorate, as we all will when we're getting older, especially into our old age. So I would hate to think that that's the time you start to question your end figure, when really you could do it when you're perfectly fit, able-bodied, healthy, and you have all your faculties, all your mental faculties about you. Now is the time to be thinking about it, so you have the time to prepare. And obviously putting away more now helps your future, as opposed to thinking about your end figure when you're at the end. You want to be thinking about it now. I'm reverse engineering it. So whatever lifestyle you imagine you wish to have in the future, figure out what you need to do now in order to ensure that and enable it. And make sure, if you don't understand about inflation, make sure you're going to have to kind of Google it and figure out that the money today, 10 today isn't worth 10 tomorrow or 10 next week or 10. So, you know, you might have to factor for inflation as well when you're doing your projections. But what's your end figure? What is it? Have a think about it. If you need to talk to financial advisor or you need to do some your own research on it, have a think about it. And not just this big ego figure, not just an ego figure, like your own realistic. What is it? What's your end figure? What do you ultimately want to have or want to be worth or want to have coming in on a weekly or monthly or an annual basis when you're at retirement age and beyond? Have a think about it. Hopefully that helps. Hopefully I've got you to think about it. What's your end figure? I'd love to hear it. Let me know. Big or small, I'd love to hear what you reckon your lifestyle is going to be like and the lifestyle that you'd hope to have for yourself in the future. Are you an off-gridder? Are you an upcycler? Or are you a capitalist? Which way? I can understand both, so I'd love to hear from you. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.